Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show or an interview, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you share these episodes with your friends.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? And today we are talking about separation anxiety. Now, separation anxiety normally happens round about, starts round about 8 months and usually will end around about 2 years of age. There are some children who might still be going through separation anxiety before that, and it is important when it goes beyond 2 years that we are aware and look out for certain things, because it could be what is called separation anxiety disorder. Now, separation anxiety or stranger anxiety are two things which are important for our children's development, so that they understand when they are safe and not as they grow older. So it is important that we honor at the same time this phase as an important time, so that they can trust themselves to know when a situation is safe or not, or when a person is safe or not. And there are various ways, there are various things we can do to help that. So when it comes to stranger anxiety, which at the same time, they might not be strangers at all, really. It could be their own dad sometimes, their grandparents, even people who might have known for a while, but they do not want to be near them, don't want to talk to them, and so on. And in this case, we are simply honoring them by not pushing them to kiss them goodbye, say hi, and so on and so forth. We don't even say, for example, to try and, we don't even try to make others feel better about it. That is, because we tend to, for example, if my daughter, I don't know, she doesn't want to say bye to someone, I might go and say, she's a bit shy, don't worry, you know. But it's not so. And if we stay saying these things, eventually our children will actually think it is true. So we should avoid saying these things and instead just say bye on their behalf, and that is it, for example. And we do not push them to hug and so on. It looks like my daughter doesn't feel like hugging anyone today. I'm sorry about that. And that is it. When it's more on separation anxiety itself, which happens from 8 months onwards usually, it means that our child is usually wanting to be with the mother all the time. They might want not to be with the father at all either, and that's okay again. Simple things that we can do to help to ease the separation anxiety in our children is to, for example, play peekaboo. We can first start by, for example, hiding behind the feet of our children. And then eventually we start putting a cloth over their face and eventually on our face. And if that is also seen as a threat in the eyes of the child, so we can also include that. So, where is daddy? Where is daddy? And we play peekaboo by including daddy as well. Other ways we help with separation anxiety is when we are telling our child and insisting about it, even though our children are crying, that that's okay, I'm just going to the bathroom, I'm just going to be in the kitchen, and so on and so forth. Ideally, there's somebody else with her, but it's not always possible, and that's fine. But if daddy is at home, then daddy is going to be with her while, for example, we are in the bathroom, and daddy can take over, like, where's mommy? Where's mommy gone? And continue playing the game so that it helps them to realize that you will be coming back. And you can also, for example, talk while you're in the bathroom to help them. I'm here, I'm soon coming, and so on and so forth. Most of us go back to work by the time our child is 4 months old here in Malta. And even though they haven't yet started with separation anxiety, it is still a good thing to make sure that the separation doesn't happen suddenly, because we tend to forget that our children really need us. They are children are not made to separate from the mother before 5 years of age. I understand that is not an option for the majority of us, and that's okay. It is just that it is important that we are aware of it, and that children find it very hard to separate from us before that age. And basically, so even from as early as 4 months old, if you know that you are going back to work when your child is 4 months old, then start from a month before to practice the separation slowly. So if your child is going to be at a childcare center, maybe you can go and spend a few minutes there, or maybe they're staying with the grandparents. I know with child care centers it's going to be tricky to do that, but if we can, if the carer is known to the child and they start to get aware of that, even if, for example, if you have an agreement with the child care center, for example, that you leave the child for 15 minutes in the beginning, then 30 minutes, and then an hour, and eventually when you are going back to work for the full time that you need. But at least the child is now trusting of the new person that is going to take care of her. So whether it's a child care center, it's a grandparent, it's another family member, it's a friend, that this transition happens slowly and not suddenly is very, very important to put the separation anxiety at a lower levels. Yes, if children are tired, they are hungry or sick, separation anxiety is going to be even worse. So when we need to separate from our children, make sure there is none of these as much as possible. Again, it is not always possible, but as much as possible do that. And especially when we are leaving them behind somewhere, we don't prolong the bye, because if we see the child is crying, we tend to maybe feel sad and we go and hug them again, and you know, and we prolong the bye. So it's just bye sweetie, I'll see you soon, and off you go. As much as possible also your face and your emotions should feel serene, so because children see our emotions and feel them. So even if in the very depths of your heart you are despairing, just try and feel happy and relaxed about it. And of course, from as young age as you want, you can tell them stories about separation, about the bunny who was so afraid to leave the burrow, and I don't know, you can invent it and make it as elaborate as you want. Because these are little things that help the children. And it is important that we do them as animals, because they seem, studies have shown that children connect more with an animal at this age, at these young ages, rather than if we do it as a little boy who is separating from the mother and finding it hard. So separation anxiety is not easy. It's not easy on the child, but it's not easy on us either. But it is a phase that it will eventually end. And it is important that we honor our children's needs by not pushing them, so that when they grow older, they have a thorough grounding within them of what is a dangerous situation and not. I think that is it for today. If you have any questions, maybe you have posted some. I'm sorry, I am not really good yet a bit to see where there are any questions, but I will answer them if there are any questions. And I hope you have a good day. See you soon. Bye-bye.